Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Episode 135, Frugal Tech. What to buy, when to buy it, and tips for saving on electronics.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And today we are bringing you a long-awaited episode. But we specifically waited to bring this listener request to the week before Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But it was scheduled many, many moons ago. many, many moons.
We've been thinking about this topic for a while.
Yeah. And what we are about to say about Black Friday has been going on for the entire month of November. But we're not going to just talk about Black Friday, but it will be a big part of this episode. So that's what's here to come.
But first, our sponsors. Debt-Free Christmas Planner. If you have the best intentions about controlling your holiday spending, but every year it feels like you forget something, Jen has made a free Christmas planner to help you record every cost and stay on budget this holiday season. This planner will help you keep track of your spending on family traditions, recipes, dinners, and parties, gifts, and so much more to make sure that you don't miss anything. So then you use the 2021 planning chart to make sure you're on track to saving the right amount next year. If this sounds like something you need, head to frugalfriendspodcast.com/holiday to get your free planner.
Thank you, Jill. And today's episode is also brought to you by Craigslist Posts. Before Facebook Marketplace and eBay, there was Craigslist. Remember the free section, misconnections, buying and selling in sketchy places just to make or save a quick buck? Craigslist Posts wants you to remember where you came from. And yeah, you may be able to rate buyers and sellers and stalk their Facebook profiles before you meet them now, but where's the adventure in that? Craigslist Posts, they're still around if you're ever desperate.
Yes. Well said, Craigslist Posts.
Thank you.
I did like those misconnections. I would scroll through there every once in a while.
Who didn't? Oh. Yeah. Craigslist, man. It's still around.
It still exists, and it has gotten even more sketchy. Be careful.
Yeah. Careful. It makes me feel bad about that episode we did on Popcorn Finance, where we teach Chris how to use Craigslist.
Listen, that was back when it was still acceptable.
That was so long ago. Oh, man. But anyways, today we are talking about frugal tech. The last Black Friday episode we did was episode 30, and we talked about, does Black Friday actually save you money? So definitely listen to that one if that's something you're kind of waffling on.
Mm-hmm.
But today we are talking about how to save money on not just new electronics, but also used ones too. Because personally, that's how we save a lot of money on high-priced tech electronics. But you don't want to do that for everything. And there's definitely rules to follow. So we're looking at both. Jill, what's your take?
Yeah, I think it's good to zero in on some of these tech pieces because they are usually our most costly things when we're talking computers and TVs and headphones and microphones and cameras. And obviously the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. But it's important to consider with these high ticket items, what are the ways that we can save the most money and still get a quality product? So, and usually this is the time of year that we're considering buying our tech things. So we're happy to give you all the insider info on this.
Yes, I am personally looking for a new webcam because I'm going to be doing a lot more live presentations, and with the group coaching that I'm launching after the first of the year, I can no longer rely on the Mac video. Mm-hmm. I'm noticing. So when I compare it to other people's webcams, so that's kind of where, so that's what I'm waiting on and looking for. So I found a lot of this specifically relevant to me. We'll look at the new stuff at first. And this article is from Take It Personally, Personelli. It's like personnel, but then Nelly, .com. And it is 7 great ways to save money on electronics.
Mm. So I love how they open up this article with giving us this advice that the best deals come when you have time to do your homework. And I cannot highlight this enough, that if we give ourselves time to do our research and to know what the best product is, and then to be able to look for the best deals, that's when we're going to save money. Not when we're just in a store shopping the aisles and saying, oh yeah, I do kind of want one of those, throw it in the basket. You're not usually going to get the highest quality product or the best rate. So it's not even a win-win, even if the place is advertising a deal. On these higher cost items, we really want to give ourselves time to do our research, both for quality and for savings.
Yeah, definitely refer back to our holiday impulse spending episode.
Yeah,
to know that deals and coupons and discounts are a marketing strategy, because 85% of impulse purchases are made on sale and clearance items.
Mm.
So do your due diligence, do your research, and do not an impulse buy on a deal is not a deal.
Yeah. Impulse buy on a $3 shirt, but don't impulse buy on like a large screen TV. So there are 7 tips on here. So we're just going to go through them. And the first one talks about just the time of year. And so they do say that right now is the best time of year to buy some of your larger electronics. They mainly are referencing like TVs and computers and that kind of thing. But particularly as it relates to TVs, that the end of the year, certainly Black Friday through December, and then usually before the Super Bowl, which happens in January, typically.
Fingers crossed.
Sometimes it happens in February, right? I don't know. I'm not going to try and pretend like I know sports. That's a good time also to be looking for deals because a lot of people are purchasing, you know, their better TVs. And then, and I know we're not talking about used right now, but that's also for us used purchasers, a good time to be scouting out, not Craigslist, but maybe Facebook Marketplace for the people who are getting rid of their old stuff.
Yes. They have made that impulse purchase and then they're like, oh, I don't have any money. I have to get rid of this.
Yeah. Their trash is your treasure.
Amen. Amen. So the second one on the list is buy older versions. And so I specifically like to do this with iPhones. Mm-hmm. So I want to buy a new iPhone. What I use my phone for a lot in my business. And so I want a new one, but I don't buy the newest phone. I'll buy the second version, like the older version, around the time the new one is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So that is when all of the deep discounts go on the second newest model.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need the latest and greatest. Usually a couple older versions will do just fine. I learned that lesson with college textbooks. You don't need the newest edition. So
no, you don't.
Apply it to electronics too. Mm-hmm. The third on this list, we already mentioned it. You already know it. This is just serving as a reminder. Shop around. This doesn't just apply to your high ticket items. It applies to renovations on your home, services, products, you name it. Shop around. So, and again, we do well if we give ourselves time to research. And I like what this article mentions about preparing in advance, being proactive. If you know that maybe your computer has a year of good quality life left in it, start researching now what you're going to want next. Pay attention to what your current needs are and the ways in which you want to grow into a new device and start researching. Similar to start budgeting, start growing your knowledge about that thing, about what you're going to need, so that when the time comes, not only do you have money saved up for it, but you also have a good idea of the type of product that you need and who has the best deals. Of course, if you did not have the luxury of being proactive and preparing in advance, it's still good to be as patient as possible and to do as much research as possible, to look at different both brick and mortar stores on what is being sold and at what price point, as well as online. Pay attention to reviews that people have left about the thing, all of the specs on it. And of course, this is not in the article, but if you're not an expert on that device that you need, ask your friends or family who are. If you're in the market for some new technology, but you don't know a ton about it, reach out to somebody who does so that you can make sure you're getting the best product for the best price.
Absolutely. And I want to add that that might include shopping around at pawn shops. Mm-hmm. So I got my MacBook Air that I am using and have used for several years now at a pawn shop. And if you check back episode 27, we did all about pawn shops. And it's definitely worth looking at ones that carry electronics regularly. So you want to make sure that they have a lot of electronics, so the people that buy those things are familiar with electronics. You don't want to go to one that's like mostly jewelry or mostly like guns or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so just be smart about the pawn shop you choose, but definitely a way to get a deal on your electronics. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of them there.
I have yet to go to a pawn shop. I really enjoyed doing that episode with you and hearing all the deals you and Travis have gotten at pawn shops. But every time I drive by one, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I can go in. What's going to happen to me in there? Maybe you and I should go together.
Yes, they are. So if you are going, you want to assess the area before you go into one. Obviously, if you feel safe on the outside, you're most likely going to feel safe on the inside. If you don't feel safe on the outside, there's no telling how safe you'll feel on the inside. So, but there's a stigma around them that, has been built for a reason. But for the most part, I feel, and I'm pretty picky, so mm-hmm. I have standards, and I will still go into a pawn shop for sure.
Yeah, I'd go with you. You'd help to make me feel safe, I think.
Good. Okay, good. The fourth is probably my favorite one on this list, and it's consider what you really need. Mm. So I think about this all the time. So I work online. All of my business is like educating people about personal finance on the internet. And I am in community with people that do the same thing. And I look at their setups on Zoom calls or in YouTube videos. And then I look at my setup where I've like still got the same $60 microphone that I had when we started recording this podcast. Mm-hmm. And we are
the same pop filter and everything.
Same pop filter that Eric gave me for free. And we are like creeping in on 1 million downloads of this podcast. I just recently got a Bluetooth like keyboard and I'm a professional writer. So it takes me a long time. If I'm mm-hmm. getting something, I have to actually really legitimately need it.
Yeah.
And that's just, I just don't like having a lot of tech stuff just to have the best of everything. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like everything I put out is totally on par with other people's, mm-hmm. yet I'm still using my phone, not even like the latest version. I'm using the smaller version because I don't like how big iPhones have gotten. So I actually downgraded to the smaller phone and everything is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine, guys.
I do appreciate that about you. And I think that that is a perspective that we can grasp onto in a variety of areas of our life, right? Not mm-hmm. just with technology, but even what I need is different from what you need. So our microphones are different, which that's thanks to Eric because he knows different things about our vocal registers and what microphone's going to work best for both of us. I don't know.
He's telling me to get another microphone. I just don't listen.
But that's the thing. What somebody else has may not be what we need based on the type of content that we're putting out or what we do with our, like the computer I need is drastically different from the computer that my husband needs based on the type of work that we do on our computer. So consider what you as an individual need for the work that you do. And then even once you consider that, consider, do you actually need all of those things or can it be done in a more minimalist kind of way?
Mm-hmm. And so I will say a caveat to, you know, trying to have as little as possible is don't finagle and have technology absorb a lot of time from you just to finagle doing with less.
That's true, yeah.
If you can save time by spending money on some kind of tech or electronic, then your time is worth more. Mm-hmm. Like you cannot get time back and efficiency. So that is something really important. If something will save me time, then I will do like a software or something. That's what I'll spend money on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Number five on here is to trade in or sell old electronics. So this is a great tip. And certainly cell phone companies will offer some trade-in value if you're going to be upgrading. When we did our episode on buying and selling, electronics was one of the things that we focused in on. So there's a lot of links in that episode just about where to trade in or where to sell electronics. And we'll get the link to that episode in our show notes. But certainly you could just sell your old electronics on Facebook Marketplace or eBay or online. You don't have to do like a trade-in necessarily. But that can help offset the cost of what maybe you've just put into your newer electronic.
Absolutely. So as I try and look for that episode, I'll find it later. It's fine. And then the next one is another one that I tend to do. It kind of piggybacks on like just buying older versions. It's go middle of the road. Mm-hmm. So low-end electronics save you the most money when you purchase them, but they will cost you more over the life of the item. But high-end products aren't always worth the extra money, especially if you're not going to use all those features. You don't need to buy them. So always try and go middle, like mid-range where you can. So this is something I try to do. I will get the higher-end brand and then just go middle of the road for features. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm trying to do with this webcam. There's actually a lot of, I mean, it's 2020. So now there are a lot of webcams out there.
Yeah.
There were probably not that many in 2019. Mm-hmm. But I am looking for one that I can grow with because I'm looking to record video, not just look okay on Zoom calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think going middle of the road is possible when we look at recommendations and reviews. So when you're, let's say you're searching on Amazon for something, looking at not only the reviews and how many stars that they have, but they, Amazon also, I love to use this function, like similar products or other things that others have bought. And you'll usually see something that's maybe a little bit more expensive or less expensive and how they compare as far as their features and ratings go. That's been super helpful to me as I've bought not just tech, but appliances as well. I've been in the market for a blender and I'd love a Vitamix, but I'm like, there's got to be a middle of the road. And I am finding some things really just based off of going through Amazon and looking at that, like others have used or others have purchased or similar products. So
I love looking at the wire cutter, and it's owned by the New York Times now, but they tend to try and go middle of the road with their reviews. So they'll review, like when I was looking at webcam reviews, so the tech websites are all reviewing the best of the best, and the wire cutter tries to do both. And they added a lot of the lower cost ones in there this year. And they still found like one that was kind of mid-range, definitely more expensive than $30 or $40. But so the wire cutter is a great resource for reviews and comparisons.
Awesome. Got it linked in the show notes. Last but certainly not least, number 7 is ask for price or matching discounts. So of course, many stores will price match competitors' prices of the same item. And sometimes I've wondered this, like, why would I work hard or even try to talk to somebody to get the same price? But they made a good point that if you have a financial incentive to shop at one retailer over another retailer, that could be a reason to go for a price match. If you've got a credit card with a certain retailer, you get points or whatever, then seeing, okay, will they price match this item? And then I also get some of these bonus points for purchasing with them. You can ask what kind of discounts are available as well. Sometimes places will be able to say, you know what, there's actually a manufacturer's coupon, or if you download this app or whatever. You never know what it can do to ask a sales associate for what are all the options. And possibly, I know that Best Buy even has a refurbished section within their store oftentimes. And I think even online, it's possible that a store associate could know, we actually have this similar product in the refurbished section that you could get for even cheaper. It's also just a place to start too, when you're looking for something less expensive, but is still, certified. So.
Yeah. And Best Buy has a great price match, guaranteed too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yep. And places like Apple and Microsoft and other companies will even offer student discounts. So certainly if you've got a student in your home, consider taking advantage of those programs to be able to get discounts on your electronics.
Absolutely.
My favorite part about spring cleaning is that post-clean clarity, when I'm like, wow, I can finally think clearly. How was I functioning in that mess before? It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan.
If this sounds like the type of spring cleaning your finances need right now, then it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
Plus, you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/frugal. That's mintmobile.com/frugal. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/frugal. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I don't love creating my spending plan each month, and it took me a while to find a budgeting app that had simple features but didn't feel and look like a spreadsheet. If that's you too, Monarch's the way to go.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
I like how easy it is to customize my budget and create automatic transaction rules. The transaction widget helps me stay on top of my spending. After using Monarch for several months, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial.
So let's transition into used electronics.
Yeah.
Because this is actually where I like to look first, mm-hmm. but I don't waste a lot of time looking for something used if I need it. Mm-hmm. So I will definitely, you know, look all over, get all the channels and see what's out there. But if I'm not finding something that's right for me, then I move to new. Mm-hmm. Like I try to be good and buy secondhand as much as possible, but like my time is valuable and sometimes I just need things new. But mm-hmm. so I highly encourage you not to be afraid of used tech and used electronics.
Yes.
This laptop I'm using now was used from a pawn shop. The one I used before, I got off a Craigslist post. Yeah.
Yep.
And used it for many years and then gave it to my mother and now she's using it.
Yep.
And the Apple Watch that I'm wearing here, used off Facebook Marketplace. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. The only thing I own that's not used is my mattress and my underwear. So, yeah.
You can't say that. All of your microphones, Jill, you have like seven microphones.
My husband used them.
Oh, okay.
Or they were like given as gifts or one or who knows. But
mm-hmm.
sure. Okay.
But this next article is from The Balance, and it is what to look for when buying used electronics. Mm. And I loved every single thing on here. So we're going through, I think it's five or six.
Yep. All of it.
Yeah.
All right. So the first one on here is research the model online. So I know that we've already talked about research. And yes, that's still true. Research, research, research. Once you zero in on a used item that you're interested in, research that specific model, that year, that model.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can know. And what we're looking for is ratings and reviews on that. Once a product has been out, people are going to talk about it. So find out what they're saying. Is the product known to hold its charge? Are there important things that you need to know about the life of that tech a year or two into use? Are there common problems that happen within that model number of that particular tech? And be aware, some things you might be willing to navigate and other things might be a deal breaker for you, but make sure that you know going into it what you need to be looking for, what you need to be aware of, and maybe how much longer that item might have, the life of it might have left in it.
Mm-hmm. And the next is to always perform a test. So when you are buying something from someone, you don't want to meet in a parking lot or something. You mm-hmm. want to meet at a place that has Wi-Fi, that has plugs, that you can sit down and actually perform a test on the electronic you're buying. So when mm-hmm. I bought my laptop off Craigslist, we met at a Starbucks and I used the Starbucks Wi-Fi to make sure that it booted up. Everything was okay. It could connect to Wi-Fi and it was a safe space too.
Yes. Back before COVID.
Oh my gosh. This was, I think, 2012. So it was a long time ago.
But the good old days.
Yeah. So you always want to perform a test before you buy it.
Next on this list is to look for external signs of damage. So while, of course, you want to look at dings and scratches on the device, you also want to look at different ports, make sure that there's no signs of burning or jarring or foreign objects that have been placed into various ports on whether a computer or a TV or any kind of electronic that needs to be plugged in. And also, a lot of devices will have indicators on them if they've been near water or have gotten wet. So make sure that, and that's part of the research of the model, back to tip number one, find out where those indicators are on the device, on the phone, on the camera, on the computer, you name it, and then look for that part on it to see if it has sustained any water damage. So yeah, not just scratches and dings, but also all over the device, what kind of damage has happened to it.
Mm-hmm. Next, evaluate whether it's compatible with your accessories. So this is another thing you want to bring to your test. If you have a keyboard and mouse, like Bluetooth keyboard and mouse, if you have an external webcam, if you have something that you use regularly, you know, with your electronic, like I'm thinking computer, but you think in your terms, then you want to bring that to wherever you are meeting and test your accessories with the electronic. So this doesn't necessarily go if you're planning on getting new accessories anyway, but the article says, if you just invested in new AirPod earphones, you won't want to buy an iPhone that has an older style earphone jack. So just take inventory of what accessories you don't want to part with and make sure they are compatible with the new electronic before you purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that it can grow with you. Obviously, the goal would be to then maintain that tech piece of tech for as long as possible. So that's where it might be worth paying a bit more money for a model that you can also maintain for a couple of years at least and is compatible with your things. You might get a great deal on a non-smart TV, but are you going to want those capabilities in your TV in the next 1 to 3 years? And it might be worth springing for that smart TV. And finally on this list is, whenever possible, buy certified used products. So this would be electronics that are refurbished, certified, and even carry a warranty. This is great, especially on your much more expensive products, and I'd say appliances. But that's where Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace can fall short, is that you're not necessarily buying something that is certified or has a warranty. We're mainly talking buying from distributors like Apple or Best Buy or fill in the blank on large retailer who has some of these pre-owned electronics. They themselves have refurbished them and are now certifying them again with maybe a lesser warranty, but still something to back that product. Especially if you're investing a decent amount of money, it's nice to have some of that peace of mind.
I would include floor models into that list. Mm-hmm. So ask about floor model displays. See if you can buy one of those and you can get a great discount on a floor model. And it usually comes with some kind of, even if the warranty is lesser, some kind of protection. Mm. And that's all for the list, but I have a bonus one actually.
Yes.
So also contact the manufacturer to see if the serial number of that electronic has been reported stolen. So with a lot of high-priced tech items, you can register it. You'll need to register it to get the limited warranty. And in there, you'll have to put the serial number of your product. And then if for some reason your tech is stolen, then you can report that as stolen. And it will come up when the serial number goes through. That yes, that was stolen. This is who it belongs to, or no. So It doesn't mm-hmm. always work, but it is definitely something with this computer that I bought at the pawn shop. I called Apple to see if the serial number was registered and if it had been reported stolen and found out that it had not been. So I felt better about buying it. And they're supposed to do that at the pawn shop, but I don't trust them. So I do it myself.
That did make me think of another tip for savings is a lot of times we can think, okay, this is old. This isn't really worth anything. Let me just get rid of it and get new. But it's possible that your old thing, even if you don't have a warranty on it, could help bring you a discount. So example of this, I have Bose headphones, but they're starting to get really frayed, the cord on it. And so I'm like, okay, I need a new pair of headphones. But then the thought occurred to me, I wonder what Bose would offer. I mean, what kind of, they don't have a warranty on them anymore, but how will they stand behind their product? And sure enough, they offer a discount on other products. Like I had to type in the serial number and all that. And then they gave me comparable products that they sell to these current headphones at a discounted price, just at, I don't know, for brand loyalty, I suppose. But I'm really glad that I thought of that because I was just going to get rid of them. Like sound in the one ear has been going out. So I'm thinking I'm just going to throw them out and replace them. But Bose is actually offering me a discount on them. So something to consider, especially if something that you have is broken, even if you don't have a warranty on it, sometimes certain retailers will stand behind their products and at least give you a discount on a new item that you buy.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what we stand by every week?
Every week.
No warranty. The bill of the week.
Right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hi, Jen and Bill. This is Johanna from Miami. And the favorite bill I'm paying right now is my $70 copay for my ultrasound. So I'm 15 weeks pregnant and pretty much everything's free because my husband has amazing insurance for his job, except for those ultrasounds. But gosh darn it, it is worth every dollar that I spend to see what the heck is going on inside of there. So thanks for the show. Really enjoy it.
Ah, congratulations,
Johanna. Congratulations. That's so exciting. What a fun bill to pay.
Oh my gosh, that really, really is. And it's true. It's so nerve-wracking when you're pregnant and you're like, what is going on in there? Like, let me at that ultrasound. Because they don't give you one every time. It's just like a few different times. And it's like, come on.
And then I'm so thrilled to hear that you have great insurance.
Yes.
And that like this is just a fun thing to spend money on.
I know, because I talk to moms who've had like several kids and they're like, oh, the ultrasound, it's whatever. Like I had one and I'm like, how did you survive?
Without seeing inside your tummy.
I needed to see for me. But congratulations. That's so exciting. And your little nugget.
Ooh. Yeah, your little Bill.
Yes, little Bill.
Name your child Bill and then call us back.
Please. Somebody do, please. If you have named your child William or Bill, please let us know at frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill and tell us all about your bills that have to do with your babies and your baby bills.
Yes.
And now,
I don't love creating my spending plan each month, and it took me a while to find a budgeting app that had simple features but didn't feel and look like a spreadsheet. If that's you too, Monarch's the way to go.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
I like how easy it is to customize my budget and create automatic transaction rules. The transaction widget helps me stay on top of my spending. After using Monarch for several months, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The lightning round. So we have four browser extensions for you to download to save you time and money when shopping for electronics. And I am definitely a minimalist when it comes to apps and extensions and all of this stuff. But these are things that we really use, and they really do help. So,
Yeah. So here you go. Coming at you. Lightning speed.
We got
Honey. You can track price history for up to 6 months and add an item to your drop list and get a notification when the price drops to a certain price. It also tries coupons from all over the internet. And on top of all that, when you use Honey, you get gold points. Love me some gold points.
Gold.
That you can redeem for gift cards. And if you sign up through frugalfriendspodcast.com/honey, you'll get 500 bonus gold points, which equals $5 toward a gift card. I feel like I just talked physics. You get gold points, you get $5 gift card, you get this, you get that. We're not sponsored by Honey. This is an affiliate link. Use it or don't use it. Honey is still like, it's a decent extension that can help you to save money and gives you stuff back. We're just giving you this so that you can also get $5. So
yeah,
use frugalfriendspodcast.com/honey and it equates to a $5 gift card.
Yeah. I'm using this because when I was searching for my webcam, I used Honey to track the price history of the one I want and saw that it is currently $20 more expensive than its cheapest price. So then I set up an alert in the drop list so that it alerts me as soon as that comes back down.
So that made me think about within Facebook Marketplace, you can also set an alert. Like if you're looking for something specifically, you can set an alert. Hey, if anybody posts a couch, you'll get a notification right away. I only recommend that if you know that you're looking for something specific so that you can get the best deal. I'm not saying like get all these alerts to tell you about all the deals so you can spend all this money. Ultimately, it can save you money. My husband does it all the time. We just got a dope deal on a couch because he set that alert. And then he was the first one to reach out and we were the first one to go get it and we scored big.
And that couch is dope.
Yeah. It smells a little bit like dog, but we're getting the smell out.
It's
yeah.
going away. So the second one is Paribus. Paribus tracks delivery and price drops like at a dozen stores or something. But I use it mainly for Amazon, Target, and Best Buy. And so it finds a price drop at the store you purchased an item or if the item is delivered outside of the delivery window. And then Paribus will contact the store to file a claim to get you a price match or whatever money it can get you. It's not as robust with Amazon, but with other places, it will like do it on your behalf. And many retailers are extending their price match policies for the holidays. And I mean, we all know how inconsistent package delivery is this time of year. So this is a great one to have. And you can get that at Paribus.co. So Paribus.co.
Nice. The third one is Rakuten. You all have heard us talk about Rakuten, man.
We were
talking about Rakuten before we even had an affiliate link to it. Honest to goodness. It's so great. You get cash back. You don't got to deal with points, gift cards. Those are great too. But Rakuten just gives you cold hard cash.
I love it. So easy. You
get cash back on your online purchases. And if you're not using it already, first time users get a $10 bonus cash back after you spend $25 on any purchases. It doesn't even have to be on one purchase. You can buy from a bunch of different stores. Once you reach spending $25, you just get $10 back when you sign up with our promo code, frugalfriendspodcast.com/Rakuten. Definitely use it. Yeah. I can't say enough good things about just getting money in the mail.
It just has to be at a store that has cash, that's cash back eligible.
Right.
So you spend your $25, you get $10 back and whatever cash back percentage they're offering. It's great. I love Rakuten. And then the last one is unroll.me. It rolls up all your promotion emails into one daily email that you can decide whether you want to get in the morning, afternoon, or evening. And so I've used it for years. I love it. It's free. It keeps my inbox cleaner, and I can still be part of store newsletters that I want to be part of, but I don't have to look at them if I don't want to. And there are definitely going to be a lot of promo emails going out through the end of the year. So this might be a really good thing that if there's a store you want to keep track of what the sales are going on there, but you don't want to be reminded of it all the time. It's unroll, so UNROLL.ME.
Nice.
And also, another free offer that we have for you today. Don't forget to visit frugalfriendspodcast.com/holiday to get that debt-free Christmas planner so that you can keep all this tech shopping on budget. Do it.
Thanks, everyone, so much for listening. We want to thank you for your kind reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, like this one. Okay, here we go. This one's from Sweden, all the way from Sweden. And I'm going to try and pronounce it just because it's going to be fun for everybody.
It's not the
Hakadlok.
Hakadlok.
Something. Great podcast. Happens to be 5 stars. The rest of it's in English. So here you go. Hopefully I can get it. Making economics seem less scary and more fun. Frugality makes me feel empowered. And so does this podcast. Green heart emoji.
That's the money
Thank
heart.
You so much.
Yes.
Glad to be here for you. And thanks for listening all the way from Sweden.
How crazy is that? Is that we have a listener in Sweden.
I bet we have more than one in Sweden, Jen. This is why we got to go on our tour.
I know. We're going to definitely, I mean, we'll see. We also want to thank our friends who share these episodes on social media. So when you share the latest episode and tag us on Facebook or Instagram at Frugal Friends Podcast, we're adding you to our monthly drawing. And for every 5 tags and reviews we get each month, we're giving away a copy of the Frugal Friends Workbook.
Ooh, so keep leaving those reviews on iTunes or Stitcher. Send us a screenshot to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. It's the only way that those reviews get entered into the drawing. And tag us on social. All the ways will get you into the running for a Frugal Friends workbook.
And happy shopping. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hang out with us in the Frugal Friends community group on Facebook and tell us your tips for saving on tech.
Yeah,
what are your
plans?
We want all them tips. Bye.
Bye.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.
So when I was doing research for this article, I realized that Black Friday has already started.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. It's
Stores are taking advantage of people just being at home and buying. And
well, they want to keep people out of the stores. So they're like, we're going to start Black Friday in October.
Hey there. Halloween hasn't even started or happened, but Black Friday has
scary great deals. Yeah. So
I mean, I wonder though if it'll help people. I don't, it could go either way, obviously, but help people space out their Christmas purchases and not spend as much all within the 2 weeks prior to Christmas.
Oh.
Or they're just going to spend so much in these last 3 months towards the end of the year.
We'll see.
I'm just staying off the internet. That's what I'm doing.
For sure. I am. I'll be here, but I'll be
talking,
on the internet.
Talking, but not buying.
Right. That's what I'm going to try and do.
All right, folks. All right. Bye again.
Bye.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.